The next patient is Alan Kent. The last name is K-E-N-T. Clinical case of a 76-year-old white male that has a history of diabetes mellitus. The patient has a neurogenic bladder. And he has developed urinary symptoms on and off. Even he went to emergency room because he had the inability to urinate and have a low-grade temperature. Parenteral antibiotics were given. However, the patient was not kept in the hospital. Today he comes for a follow-up. And from the nephrology point of view, the serum creatinine is 0.71. The BUN is 13. The estimated GFR is 95. And the patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.5, uric acid of 4.5, and there is no evidence of significant proteinuria. The patient has a consistent urinary tract infection. The latest laboratory workup that was done on the 29th of February, it shows that the patient has a urinary tract infection by Pseudomonas aeruginosa that is resistant to oral antibiotics. Parenteral antibiotics should be given. The patient is functional today, but he was given instructions of going to the emergency room in case that he developed nausea, vomiting, inability to urinate, fever, period. I communicated with Dr. Arciola, who is out sick, S-I-C-K, and as soon as he recovers, he estimates that by Wednesday he will be back in the office. We discussed the case, and the most likely situation is that the patient will be instructed to have either a permanent Foley catheter versus intermittent self bladder catheterizations. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, iron, anemia related to chronic infection. The patient is on iron supplementation. Following number, BPH and neurogenic bladder. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypertension. Also, the patient has a blood pressure today of 117 over 66. We are going to discuss the case with infectious diseases. I tried to reach out to Dr. Duarte, D-U-H-A-R-T-E. However, he is out of town. We'll discuss the case with urology, and we will keep in contact with the patient, and we're going to give an appointment to see us in 2.5 months. A paragraph, we invested 10 minutes in the lab, in the face-to-face, and trying to reach out to the doctors, we're 25 minutes, and the documentation 9 minutes.